Greetings, friends and new listeners, and welcome to The Sound of Faith. I'm Sharon Otts, thanking you for tuning in today because we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, Build Again the Altars, is truly a word in due season to him that is weary and a call to the church to rise up and rebuild the altars of righteousness that are fallen down and even torn down by compromise and syncretism. These are sobering times, but God is not silent, and he speaks to us today. Build again the altars.
God's calling. He's calling this generation. He's calling to America. He's calling to Baltimore. He's calling to Faith Tabernacle. He's calling to you and I. How many say amen? How many say amen? You know what I hear him? You know what I hear him calling? You know what I hear him say? Watch. 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 When you think about the rapture, the translation, the catching away, the meeting in the air, how many knows what I'm talking about? When I say rapture, when I say translation, I mean when God comes down and translates us, raptures us, supernaturally transports us out of this realm, out of this world, into the supernatural, into the spiritual world. From the earth, he raptures us. He translates us. I think one of the qualifications is like Enoch. He's the first one in the Bible that was raptured or translated. Second one was Elijah. Translated, raptured, transported. What was the thing that caused Enoch to be translated? Said it had this testimony that he walked with God, and walked with God, and walking with God, he pleased God. How many say amen? And because he walked with God and pleased God, said they looked for him and he was not. They looked all over the earth and he was not on the earth, because God translated him. God raptured him. God transported him. And like Elijah, that's what I kind of feel like this latter-day church is. A church like Elijah. You know, Elijah was the prophet that had to stand up seemingly alone against all of the false prophets of Baal and the false prophets of Jezebel. Against the compromise, against the wickedness, against the immorality, the filth, the ungodliness, the abominations, the whoredoms, the fornication of his day. In fact, it was so terrible that Elijah said, Lord, I'm the only one left. He said, I am the only one left. And he made intercessions against Israel. And he said, Lord, all day long they dig down thine altars. All day long they tear down thine altars. That has a spiritual application. Tore down the right way of worship. Tore down righteousness. Tore down holiness. Tore down godliness. Tore down rightness. Righteousness means rightness, uprightness, living right. Tore down the right way, the righteous way. Ahab and Jezebel is a type of the devil and religious wickedness. Most of the time, a woman in the Bible typifies religious wickedness. Eve in the garden typified religious wickedness. when she disobeyed the word of God. Can you say amen? Isn't that right? And said God's ways are not the right ways, man's ways are, and tore down God's ways. And now Satan has taken the same principle and saying God's way is not the right way. His word is not right. His way is not right. And has torn it down and made his own altars. Honey, there is not a famine for religion. There are a multitude of religion. And if you do not like the present existing religions, Satan will make and prefabricate and manufacture one for you and let you be the god of it. But Satan is concerned in tearing down God's altars, digging down in removing the right way. Honey, we've got more churches than at any time in the history of mankind. We have more religions than any time in the history of the world. Satan is not against religion. He's against God's way. How many say amen? And he is digging down the altars. The altar is where they met God and God met man. It was the symbol of the true worship and access to God. But what happened? It got so wicked and ungodly until Ahab married that wicked woman Jezebel, and she introduced all foul and abominable worship. There was worship, honey. She had 850 prophets. God said the spirit of deception, the seducing spirit, is leading people away. What is the greatest weapon in the last days of the enemy? To deceive the church, not the world. The world's already deceived. It already lies in darkness and in the wicked one. Is that right? The Bible said we know that the whole world lieth in the wicked one in darkness. But Satan is interested in tearing down the altars of God. He's got the world. He's interested in tearing you down if you're living right. And removing you because you're a light. How many say amen? And naturally, you're fearing the buffetings and the pressures and, as it were, the hard knocks of the enemy, because you are the most detrimental thing to his kingdom in the world. Because light always conquers and supersedes darkness. There is no contest between light and darkness. You can be in a pitch dark dungeon and strike a match and darkness automatically flees. How many say amen? And I heard Jesus say, how oft, how many times, how often would I have gathered thee as a hen gathers her brood, but you would not. You would not. How many say amen? You would not. And when God cries, I get scared. Because I know what happens when God cries and pleads and people reject it. I know what he does next. Then he gets angry. You know when he cried? We're in the season of it. Almost 2,000 years ago, you know when he cried and uttered those words? For 3.5 years, he came in and out of Jerusalem periodically and did miracles and signs and wonders. The only sin that Jesus was guilty of committing was being sick for their sicknesses. Becoming sin for their sins. Huh? Taking their grief. Feeding the multitude of their hungry. The only sin that he committed was to open up their blinded eyes. How many say amen? The only sin that he committed was unstopping the deaf ear that could not hear. Loosing the dumb tongue that could not speak, causing the lame to leap like a hart. The only sin that Jesus was guilty of committing is when he saw the widow of Nain's son laying on the funeral pyre dead, and they were lamenting and crying, going out to the sepulchre, and he saw that widow woman without a husband, or in other words, without her need being supplied. That was the supply of her need, her son. And he was so burdened, he committed a terrible sin of taking her grief and having her sorrow until he raised her son from the dead. The only sin that he committed was to raise Lazarus from the dead, to open up the blinded eyes of blind Bartimaeus, that he didn't have to be a beggar. That's what the enemy has done to this world, has blinded them and reduced them to the beggarly elements of the world. How many say amen? That's what the devil wants to do to you, honey. Listen, pretty girl, beautiful young lady, if you don't let Jesus walk with you, if you don't love him, Satan's going to blind your eyes to the end of the road and the end of the picture. Oh, you might see the glitter and the glamour of sin, but he don't show you up the road about 10 months or a couple years or maybe 20 years when you're an old hag, when you're a has-been. Oh, Jesus, I heard the Lord crying this morning. I heard him weeping over America this morning. How oft? This is God's will. This is God's design. This is what God wants to do. But the choice is up to you and I and the world. How oft would I have gathered you as a hen gathers her brood? And I heard the Lord say, but America won't. This generation won't. And he said, some, the enemy, Jezebel and Ahab, are trying to dig down the altars. The devil is trying to blind the minds of this generation into the full that there is no right way. And my people are asleep. Sleeping. Church playing. Wishy-washy, compromising, seduced, and all they've got is a religious spirit. Got a religious spirit. Got a name that they live and they're dead. Got a religious spirit. Got a self-righteous, pious attitude. How many say amen? And are blinded that the enemy is tearing down the altars, digging them down and substituting. The church world is parallel with Elijah and Ahab in Jezebel's day. It got so wicked and ungodly and abominable that Elijah got down and prayed against Israel. Did he do it? Did you ever read the Romans? How many say amen? The end of the 10th chapter and the beginning of the 11th chapter, and Paul's talking about the Jewish people, Israel. How many say amen? Is that right? Huh? And he began to quote scripture, said, Moses said, I will provoke you with a people that are a foolish people. And he said by Isaiah, or Elijah is very brave, and interceded and said, Lord, they have digged down thine altars and have killed thy prophets, and I only am left, and they seek my life. How many say, man, I got news for you, bunch of deadheads. I'm not going to die with you. I'm not going to compromise. If you don't like it, you can get out. You think I'm going to change it for you, honey? You got another thing coming. I'm not afraid of Jezebel. If she can cut my head off, that's all right. I'm not going to compromise, Granny. They ain't going to dig down this altar. They might blow it up into heaven, but they're not going to dig it down. I had a vision that within the last 2 weeks, I don't remember. This powerful man come after me, and I hit him with everything that I could hit him with, and I couldn't knock him down. And when I wore myself out trying to hit him, he couldn't hit me, but I couldn't knock him down. About 7 of them grabbed me, and they were going to finish me off. And about that time, some people come up, said, well, that's Reverend Harney. Said, are you going to have a revival here? And they said, no, he ain't. And I threw them all off. I said, well, I'm ready to fight again. We're going to have a revival here. They said, you're going to have to whip me. That's the way we've been for about 11 months, all tied up. But I believe God's going to give us the power. We're going to have a revival. Amen. Say amen. We're going to have a I'm letting you know, devil, we're going to have a revival. God's going to give us a revival. And if deadheads don't want to get in, that's all right. He's able of the stones to raise up a people. If they don't want to praise him, if they hold their peace, he'll make the rocks cry out. Honey, in order for you to be in the rapture, you're going to have to walk with God and have the testimony like Enoch, you pleased him. If you're going to be translated in a whirlwind or whatever mode God has picked out for this rapture, I said, if you're going to go up in a whirlwind like Elijah, you're going to have to stand up against Jezebel and Ahab and 850 false prophets and preach the word. But I'll tell you what, honey. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you something. I know there's going to be a revival. I know it. I can hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind. I can hear it. Say, how do you know? We're in the Bible setting for a revival. Because in the midst of all of that abomination, in the midst of all of that wickedness, in the midst of Ahab and Jezebel digging down the altars, Elijah got up in the top of Mount Carmel and built the altar of God. I don't believe in this popcorn stuff. I believe in living in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit. Amen. Say amen. Honey, I feel this in my bedroom. I feel it in the midnight, in the early morning, all day long. Say, what's all that noise about, honey? There's a whirlwind coming. There's a revival coming. There's a sound of a mighty rushing wind. Hallelujah. That's just the way God done it in Elijah's day. In the prophecy last night, God said, I'm sending judgment. But in the time of judgment, when it wasn't rain, then God brought a revival and removed all wickedness from the face of the earth. He killed all them prophets. Every one of them was killed. Honey, that Elijah spirit's here. I feel like running. I'm going to say, Ahab, get out of the way, boy. Get them horses out of the way and let somebody run in those hadron. How many say amen? I'm running for Jesus. I'm not going to stop. Nothing's going to stop me. I'm preaching for Jesus. I'm singing for Jesus. I'm praying for Jesus. Nobody's going to stop me. Mother's not going to stop me. Father's not going to stop me. Wife's not going to stop me. The devil, he has. Jezebel, nothing. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God. Nothing. Nothing. Build that altar up, Elijah. Build that altar up. Build that altar up. Lift up the bloodstained banner. Lift up right. Lift up holiness. Lift up the word. Shout out. Spare not. You're going to have to walk with God. You're going to have the testimony you please God. You're going to have to lift up the altars. You're going to have to stand against wickedness. You're going to have to stand against false prophets. You're going to have to stand against Jezebel and Ahab. You're going to have to build the altar. Build the altar. If you're going to be translated, you're going to have to walk with God. And God is the Spirit, and they that worship Him must, not only can, but must worship Him in spirit and in truth. God's seeking somebody such that will worship Him in spirit. Walk in the Spirit. You won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. Live in the Spirit. Hallelujah! Quit preaching, devil! Honey, I just begun to fight. I just begun to pray. I just begun to testify. Tear down the altar. I said, honey, I just begun to build. I just begin to build. I just begin to build. Compromise, I just begin to live right. Ahab, you better get out of the way, boy. In the midst of all this falseness and compromise, I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind. I hear the sound of a revival. I hear it. I hear it. I hear it. I hear it. Second chapter, Joel, the first part of the chapter, barrenness, canker worms, palmer worms, caterpillars, trees barked, eaten up by the devil, demon power had them sway, caterpillar, canker worm, palmer worm, demon powers that devour. Amen and say amen. But God said, I'm going to work a work in your day. He said, get ready. In that day, thou shalt know that I'm in the midst of you, and my people shall never be ashamed, for I'm going to pour my spirit out upon all flesh. Elijah, Ahab and Jezebel's after you. You better run. Elijah said, I'm going to quit running. I'm not going to run. I'm going to stand still, and I'm going to build the altar of God. I'm going to build the altar of Jehovah that's fallen down. Amen. And I'm going to call on God. We're going to have a revival. revival. We're going to have a visitation. We're going to prove who's God. They say Baal's God, but I say Jehovah's God. And God's going to answer. He's going to answer by fire. God, send your fire.
Just coming in Bible. Just coming in Bible. Which of the prophets have they not stoned? Just coming in Bible. Romans 11th chapter. Oh, Elijah said, Lord, they've digged down thine altars. Said, I'm the only one left. Sometimes it looks like that. But what saith the answer of God? God said, Elijah, I have reserved unto myself 7,000 that will not bow their knee to Baal. I got them. I got them here in caves. I got them. I've been feeding them on bread and on water. I've been feeding them in trial and in test. I've been taking them through the fire. I've been feeding them in trial and test. But they have passed the test, and I have reserved them. I've kept them back 7,000 that will not bow their knee to Baal, that will not kiss Baal, but that going to build my altar with you. He said, Joel, tell him that in the last days, saith the Lord, in spite of what man and the devil and false prophets say, tell him in the last days, saith the Lord. And remember, in the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of themselves, haters of God, despisers, incontinent, fierce. And that is saying, amen. But in the last days, in this wickedness, when they despise and hate God, when they love their own pleasures, when they love self, said, I'm going to pour my spirit out upon all flesh that wants it. Said, your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. God set the stage. The scene set. Perilous times are upon us. Men are haters of God. They don't believe God. They don't want God. They're making dirty jokes about God. They don't want Him. They're lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Haters of those and despisers of good. A perilous time. Amen. And say amen. Covenant breakers. They don't keep the word. The word's no good. Amen. And say amen. Disobedience to parents. Unholy. Without natural affections. Reprobates. Amen. And say amen. But God said at that time, amen, Elijah, 850 false prophets, Jezebel's rule. But I'm going to build my altar. I'm going to send a revival. I'm going to send a rain. There's a sound of a revival. God's just getting 7,000 that He's reserved to bring it through. I don't know about you, but I made up my mind I'm going to be one of them. And if you don't go, I'm sorry. I'd like you to come, but you ain't going to hinder me. Ahab, you and the best horses in the world better get out of the way, because I'm ready to run. The king of Israel had the best horses and the fastest. But Elijah said, get out of the way, boy. I got that running spirit. I'm running for Jesus. You better get out of the way. I got to run ahead and tell them, get ready. There's a sound of an abundance of rain. I got to get ready and say, there's a revival coming. Get ready. Get ready. Build the altar of God back. Build a tabernacle of God. Build the altar back. Worship God in spirit and truth. Get back to your landmarks. The whole world's waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. The real ones hid away. The 7,000 in the caves. Amen. And say amen. They're waiting. They're waiting. They're waiting. They're groaning under the burden of Satan and sin. But they're waiting. 7,000 walked with God. Had this testimony. They please Him.
Amen.
Please Him. Why? Jesus said, Father, I know you hear me. I please you. Because you said, I'm the beloved Son in whom you're well pleased. Why did I please you? I always do those things you tell me. That's why God was pleased with Jesus. He always did what God said to do. He didn't care what man thought. He didn't go and ask the Sanhedrin whether he could do it. He didn't ask the elders of the synagogue. He just obeyed God. God spoke to me last night, said, Son, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm on the rock. I'm on the rock. I'm hid. I'm one of them 7,000 hid in the mountain, just in the rock. Hid in the rock. You don't see it. I'm hid in the rock. And He said, Moses, if you want to see my glory, you got to get hid in the rock. He said, Moses, I'm going to cleft out the rock and I'm going to hide you like He hid the 7,000 in the rock. Amen. And say amen. He said, but I'm going to go by and I'm going to declare my glory. You're going to see my glory. Get ready, honey. The world's going to see the glory. The world is going to see the glory. He's going to see the good works and glorify thy Father, which is in heaven. I'm on my way to Canaan land. I'm going to hold up the bloodstained banner. I'm going to build up the altar of God that's fallen down. How many say amen? How many 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11? God's government, God's way, not man's way. Number 12 in the Bible means God's way, God's government, God's way, God's way of holiness, God's way of righteousness, God's way of His word, of prayer, of fasting, of living in the Spirit, lifting up the bloodstained banner. I'm not worried about the devil's altars that easy way. He'll say, now you don't have to do it that way. He'll dig your altar down. He'll dig your altar down. He'll take that stone out. He'll pull the foundational stone out. Righteousness. And when you do that, they all fall down. You know who the stone of righteousness is, don't you? You folk don't believe it. Huh? 1 Corinthians 1:30 said God made Jesus to be our what? Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. And righteousness does what? Preserves a nation. Righteousness will preserve or keep you. You won't get rotten with sin. You won't stink with nicotine. You won't reek with alcohol. You won't die of TB from smoking. They got a big spread in the Sunday paper about it. Satan's trying to pull your altar down. He's trying to get the foundational stone, righteousness. One songwriter said, my hopes are built on nothing less. Jesus' blood cleanses you from past sin and makes you fit material to get in the building. Then you get on the foundation, for the foundation of God stand ashore having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are His, and let everyone that names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground. 7th chapter of Matthew. How shall I liken this generation to them that have built their house on the rock? Those that have built the altar of God. Those that are on the foundation that's sure. That means steadfast and unmovable. Make them like Mount Zion that cannot be moved. Wise men, wise virgins, not foolish virgins, wise virgins. Listen to what's going to come. Said he built his house on the rock, and the rock that the builder set at naught has become the head of the corner. But a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to them that disobey, being disobedient. How many say amen? Whereunto they were appointed. Why do you stumble? Why is he an offense? Because you disobey. Can you say amen? Folks stumble because they disobey. But if you obey the truth, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And if you continue in the word, then you are his disciple indeed, and then you shall know the truth. Wise man built on the rock, the altar of God, the foundation of God, the word of God, the precepts of God, the righteousness of God. Paul said, I don't want to be found with my righteousness, which is by the law, but I want the righteousness of God, which is by faith in Jesus Christ. The righteousness of God by faith, because Jesus is faith. He is righteousness. Amen. Say amen. He's the rock. He's the foundation. Build his house on the rock. Say what you built on, the blood of Jesus. What else? Righteousness or living right. Living holy, because he said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. And if you couldn't be holy, why did he tell you to be holy? And he said, follow peace with all men and holiness without or apart from no man shall see God. How many say amen? You don't believe it. For God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness.
Attention friends of Sound of Faith, September is Radio Month, and we want to send you a free gift. It could be a CD or a book, and it's coming to you free if you write in with the call letters of this radio station written on the bottom left corner of your envelope. This will help us determine where our program is blessing people like you. Write to Sound of Faith, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Don't forget those call letters on the front of the envelope.